you are living in a world of very widespread expressions, very widespread functions, and natural disasters. So the world you're living in, of course, is the one that you're dealing with as you walk on your own path. So when you look about you, there are volcanoes exploding, there are every manner of things within your weather system, which is, of course, why you need to tend to global warming. But there are also those same things emotionally. You are seeing a world in which people are going with what we are seeing as resentments and angers that have been tamped down and are now coming up and becoming political and becoming judgmental. But that is an end that you can compensate for simply by holding the light that you hold. So often when we see that people are consciously choosing the negative, choosing the dangerous, choosing the things that tear down and do not build up, we have the feeling that we should do something about them. But this is not the time for doing something about them. This is the time for doing something about us. And while we may speak of this in a light way, we in no way consider it insignificant that all of you are doing all the things you need to do to keep light within yourself, because it is that light that we need to overcome much of the darkness around us. This is a particularly challenging time in terms of darkness, because this is a darkness that is not looking for light. It is looking for more darkness. It is making its alliances in anger, in fear, and in this one interesting quality, a tremendous lack of responsibility. In this dark rebel thing that you are seeing in your world, no one is taking responsibility for it. And that is why we must separate from it and let it play out. It is not seeking light. If someone within one of those groups would be seeking light, of course we would respond to them. But they are seeking others who are as angry and cheated and hurt and downtrodden as they believe they are. And when that is what they are looking for, that is certainly what they will find. So keep your own light and make your actions light. Choose leaders to the best of your ability who are light. Support what is, and we think this is important, support what is creative. Because when you think about the things that create light in the world, the things that are creative do that more effectively than anything else. So when you are drawn to create, when you are drawn to share that creation in any way, please do that, because you are being a representative of light and the cause. And that is certainly something that we all want to be. We want to mention once again the theme we wish we did not have to mention, and that is perfectionism. Somehow, woman has taken on the idea that whatever she is not doing enough. And there is a complete irony here. When woman is one with herself and the universe, and is being relaxed as she can be in it, that is more than enough. That is a beautiful thing with a great impact. And when she can do that, in the face of a rumbling world, that is even better. We have spoken to you about this before, but we do want to remind you about it again. One of the enemies of perfectionism is the willingness to focus on the fact that you are enough, that what you have done in the day is enough, and that when you are with the universe and you're in alignment and in acknowledgement of enough, then there is no room for perfectionism. Perfectionism needs you to be always self-critical, always sad, always disappointed. Perfectionism needs that. We do not need to feed that. We know that happens from time to time. We fall into it. But when we do, if we could stop and say, if I remembered that I was enough, would I be feeling as badly as I feel now in the grip of perfectionism? No, I would not. So I am going to be aware that I dropped into this, but I'm going to be aware on a larger level that I am enough. And once again, be careful about this, because when you are enough, one of the byproducts of enoughness is that there is nothing to prove. Nothing to prove. We have spoken about this before, but we will mention it again. There is no scorekeeper in the sky. A day that you have lived where you were happy and full and offered your kindness or your service wherever you could, that is a day that makes the universe smile. But the day that you add perfectionism to that, that is a day that removes you from the smile of the universe. And you do not want to do that in your life. So, enough. Enough of being not enough. And moving into the place where you are holding that now inside of you, in your heart, in your being, in your knowledge, and that you are beginning to rest in that. So we will take a few moments and speak about this together in this teaching, as in all the teachings of light. May you be blessed. Begin to breathe easily and deeply. Fill with the rose of love. Let that love move through your body, touch every part of you. Bring light to any place in your body that needs it now. Let it rest your mind, because love fills everything. Fill with the deep blue of high learning. And feel that high learning moving easily through your mind and your body as a natural part of who you are and what you want. Be aware of the universe's golden light above your head and open the crown and let it in. Let it bring everything up into the light. Feel the gold flow down into your third eye and your throat, into your heart, your solar plexus, your second center, your root. And let that energy make you full and golden. Move your attention into your heart center. And look at the beautiful garden you've created there. See the things growing and thriving. Feel how alive your heart center has become. Find a place where there's water and drink from that water to refresh your spirit. Now find a flower that grows there, one that you are drawn to, and bring that flower with you as a path illuminates and calls you to it. And as the path draws you upward, know that you do not need to work, that even the air around you has been prepared to fill you, to heal you, to connect you to the universe and its beauty and its power. And begin walking up the path. Until you come to the place of accomplishment. And with absolutely no judgment, choose an accomplishment in your life that opened your heart. Small, large, it does not matter. Find that place in you. Now know that the energy here expands your ability to accomplish because you have come to it in love. Move upward on the path. And come to the place of surrender. And allow yourself to find a place in your life where you are ending the war, where you surrender and give this to the universe. Now move upward and come to the place of the gift. Resting your mind, know the gift. Now turn to come back down the path, continuing to breathe in all the blessings that the universe has sent to your place. Feel how light you are. And how beautiful your path. Come to your heart center again. And breathe into your body, balance and grounding. When you've balanced and grounded, open your eyes.